The eyes of the entire political campaigning universe were on Fancy Farm, Kentucky on Saturday. The world saw the essence of tradition. Great barbecue, games, children playing out the last summer fun, and politics, raw and uncut. For over 130 years, St. Jerome's Catholic Parish has sponsored this event that has featured presidential candidates, senators, governors, candidates of every stripe, vice presidents-to-be, and vice presidents yearning to be, but missing the electoral mark. But this year was different. This U.S. Senate race is different. It may very well decide the political trends in this cycle, the nature of the leadership and control of the Senate, and the direction of public policy for many years to come. But for a political geek like me, it was pure and clean fun. There I was in the sweltering August sun, in the press pool with the giants in the business, taking it all in. It was political theater at its absolute finest. There was the meeting and greeting with heavy hitters like Howard Feynman of the Huffington Post and NPR's Don Gagne. There was the satirical candidate, Honest Gil Fulbright, who reminded me of a cross between Pat Paulson, Stephen Colbert, and Chris Farley. His protest was against the influence of money and money's influence on politics. It was at once funny and engaging, and he chose the Fancy Farm picnic to air his views. It was democracy and political spoofing par excellence. There were the supporters of the various candidates who articulated their vision for the country in a passionate and engaging way. Whether they were Democrats or Republicans or independents, they all had two things in common: a love for their country and the pursuit of shade from the hot sun. And of course, there was the food. Lots of it. And lots more. Growing up in Western Kentucky, Northwest Tennessee, I admit that I'm a bit partial to the fabulous barbecue cuisine that Fancy Farm lays out. Mutton, pork, burgers, hot dogs, and the like. In many respects, Fancy Farm has all the feel of a family reunion where politics and religion are allowed to be discussed at the table. The members have a falling out, and all is well. And speaking of falling out, there were the political speeches. They were loud, boisterous, inspiring, grating, and delightful. There was Governor Steve Beshear, who took a selfie with Senator McConnell so that he could have one lasting image of him should the latter lose the general election. There was State Senator Stan Humphreys, who gave the powerful and persuasive talking points that tied Secretary Grimes to the policies of the Obama administration. And of course, there was the main event. It was Ali Frazier meets Lincoln Douglas. It was the Super Bowl meets the TED Conference. It was the Dozens meets Mensa. Mitch McConnell versus Allison Lindgren Grimes. This debate and discussion set the entire tone for the fall campaign. And this was the beginning. It was certainly more raucous and attention-grabbing in the days leading up to the November election. And I sat in the front row, taking it all in with a smile. I've been smiling these last few days since the heat of that fun political free-for-all. The professor in me was pleased that everything that I had learned, published, and taught was true. Democracy depends upon the free flow of information and ideas. It also depends upon a lively and engaged citizenry. And it depends on a free press willing to report the facts, a press that I was a part of on that day. The foodie in me was happy to see that Western Kentucky barbecue is still the best and can stand shoulder to shoulder with international cuisine across the gamut. And the political junkie in me enjoyed the hot weather and even the hotter discourse that makes Fancy Farm such a joy to attend. And I'll be back next summer.